Hi. The topic of this article is How to Write an Informative Essay. Published on the HandmadeWriting.com website, the best-in-class essay writing service for college and university students. What is an informative essay? An informative essay is a piece of writing that seeks to inform or explain a subject or topic to educate the reader. When writing an informative essay, consider the audience and correspond to their level. Do not over-explain to experts where knowledge can be assumed or under-explain to novices that lack basic understanding. There are four main categories: to define a term, to compare and contrast a subject, to analyze data, to provide a how to guide on a subject. An informative paper should be written in an objective tone and avoid the use of the first person. What is the purpose of an informative essay? The purpose of an informative essay is to educate the reader by giving them in-depth information and a clear explanation of a subject. Informative writing should bombard the reader with information and facts that surround an issue. If your reader comes away feeling educated and full of facts about a subject, then you have succeeded. What is the difference between an informative essay and expository essay? An expository essay and an informative essay are incredibly similar and often confused. A lot of writers class them as the same type of essay. The difference between them is often hazy and contradictory depending on the author's definition. In both essays, your purpose is to explain and educate. An expository essay is here to define a single side of an argument or the issue. It's the first step to writing an argumentative essay through taking the argument on the next level. Informative essays are less complicated. They are just about the information. Such essays generally require less research on a topic, but it all depends on the assignment level and subject. The difference between the two essay types is so subtle that they are almost interchangeable. How to plan an informative essay outline? Informative essay outline? Your plan for an informative essay outline should include choosing a topic, conducting research, building a thesis statement, planning the structure of introduction, choosing the topic of a body paragraph, forming a satisfying conclusion. By following the list above, you will have a great outline for your informational writing. How to choose an informative essay topic? One of the most difficult tasks when writing is coming up with a topic. Here is some general advice when you are choosing a topic for your essay. Choose a topic that you are interested in. Your interest in writing on the subject will make the essay more engaging. Choose a theme that you know a little about. This way you will be able to find sources and fact easier. Choose a topic that can explain something new or in a different way. Choose a topic that you can support with facts, statistics, and choose a topic that is relevant to the subject. Remember the four types of categories information essays cover. Inspiration and research for your ultimate topic. Your perfect informative essay title can come from numerous sources. Here is where you can potentially seek for relevant topics. Informative essay topic sources. Not only will they inspire you, but they will also provide with some of the research you need. Researching an informative essay. The best sources should be objective. Some excellent sources for an informative essay include sources for informative essay research. Always remember to check if the source of information will have a bias. For example, a newspaper journalist may have a political leaning, and their article might reflect that. A charity site for motor neuron disease may also come as biased. Analyze the source for the writer's agenda. Informational research should answer the 5 W's: who, what, where, why, and how, and these will form the majority of your essay's plan. So, if I were writing about the different types of pollution, I'd research what kinds of pollution there are, who and how they affect, why they happen, and where they are most likely to occur. Collating and organizing this information will form your thesis statement and paragraph layout. Still struggling to find a topic for your informational writing? Then, here are some ideas to that might inspire you. Examples of informative essay topics for college students: how to avoid stress. What ecological problems are we faced with today? What are the effects of obesity? What is cyberbullying? Guidance on how to write a college application. How caffeine affects studying. Examples of informative essay topics for high school: how to start your own vegetable garden, the reason for and effects of childhood obesity, outline the consequences of texting and driving, how to make your favorite food, how to write an informative essay. When you have finished planning and research, you have to start writing. But, How do you start an informative essay? The simple answer is to just go with it. Do not get overly critical. Just pour out all the information you have. You can shape it up later. Important points to consider are: never use first-person pronouns and keep the topic objective, not subjective. Remember, your purpose is to educate the reader in the most thorough way possible by explaining a topic with statistics and facts. As usual, the essay should include an introduction, main body, and conclusion. All information should be presented in a clear and easy-to-understand manner. The flow of information should be signposted. We will delve into these areas in more detail now. How to write an introduction for an informative essay. An introductory paragraph of an informative essay should comprise of the following things: a hook to ensnare the reader. An introductory paragraph for informative writing should start with a hook. A hook needs to be in the first sentence and something that will wow the reader and impel them to read on. Alarming statistics on the subject/topic make up great hooks for informative essays. For example, if you were writing an essay on cyberbullying, citing the number of children who have considered suicide due to cyberbullying could be a powerful opening message. A thesis statement for direction. All introductions should include a thesis statement. The best practice is to place it at the end of the introductory paragraph to summarize your argument. However, you do not want to form an argument or state a position. It is best to use the thesis statement to clarify what subject you are discussing. It may also be better to place the statement after the hook, as it will clarify the issue that you are discussing. For example, research conducted by Bob the Scientist indicates that the majority of issues caused by cyberbullying can be overcome through the informative literature on the subject to educate bullies about the consequences of their actions. Three connecting sentences. The thesis statement should be followed by three sentences that connect and expand on the statistic and topic. When writing these three sentences, think about the five W's. So, in the cyberbullying example provided above, the three sentences could expand the issues into what cyberbullying is and whom it affects, why Bob the Scientist believes the informative literature can help, and the effects that informative programs have had on cyberbullies. That gives you three topics you can expand into body paragraphs. When writing the body of an informative paper, it is best to break the paragraph down into four distinct steps. The claim or statement. The claim or statement is a single, simple sentence that introduces the main topic of the paragraph. It can be narrow or broad depending on the level and depth of the essay. Think of this as the what aspect. For example, the claim for a high school informative paper would be broader than a claim written at the university level. This is the first step to signposting your essay. It provides a logical and easy way to follow a discussion. The supporting evidence. After making a claim, you want to back it up with supporting evidence. Supporting evidence could be findings from a survey, the results of an experiment, documented causal effects, or a quote. Anything that lends support to the claim or statement in the first sentence would work. This is the why aspect of your research. By using supporting evidence like this, you are defining why the statement is essential to the topic. Explanation. After you state the supporting evidence, you want to explain how this finding is important to the subject at hand. That usually unpacks the supporting evidence and makes it easier for the reader to understand. So, an explanation is to explain how this claim and the supporting research affects your thesis statement. Concluding sentence. You should always finish a body paragraph with a concluding sentence that ties up the paragraph nicely and prompts the reader on to the next stage. This is a signpost that the topic and the paragraph are wrapped up. Tips for writing an excellent informative essay. Here are a few tips for writing an informative paper. When writing the main body paragraph, concentrate on explaining information only once. Avoid repeating the same information in the next section. Focus on the subject. Make sure all the information that you include is relevant to the topic you are describing. Do not include information that goes off. Write in a logical way that is signposted. Writing like this will make an essay flow and mean it is easier to understand. Always revise the essay at least three times. This way, you will. End of article. You always can get essay writing help with handmadewriting.com. Bye.